Blog Talk Radio.
A great big show. This is May speaking to you from New York on this cloudy, cloudy day. I don't know, what was it like in Nashville, Miss Cynthia? Tell me.
Well, May, it's cloudy. It's thundering and lightning. So if I suddenly not here, that's because But I'm going to tell you, I have spent three nights sitting out looking for these freaking meteors that they kept. I'm Meta cheated. Not one stinking meteor. So I beg to ask the question, is this freaking eclipse even going to really happen? Okay, because the meteors were a big bust. Big bust, yeah.
I don't know. I saw them 1 year, and I've never seen them again. And that was a long time ago. Every year that it's happened when I lived outside of New York City, because you can't see it with all the lights, but where I was very dark. I saw it once, and I thought, wow, this is great. But every year after that, it was cloudy, and I never saw it again. So I hope this
eclipse. Well, the sky was clear up here, and you know I'm up on the top of a little mountain. And I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, but I think that was a muscle twitch from staring. You know, so,
oh my God.
So all I got was, sugar bites. And another suspicious bite. I don't even want to think about what that is. And
I don't
want to
know
calamine
about it.
Lotion.
It better not be a tick.
No.
That's all. You know what? But we got somebody that loved to tell us about the,
let's get
the eclipse.
Let's get them on.
Let's get them on.
Let's get them on here. Let's have a cow seal sighting. Hello, guys.
Yes. Hi, Susan and Paul, live from the Happy Together Talk.
Oh, yay!
They're having a party.
They're having a party. It's the solar eclipse party, you guys. So listen, the solar eclipse, Madras, Oregon, the town that I live just north of in Gateway, that town has been picked by NASA and Lowell Laboratories as the best place to view the eclipse on the 21st in the whole country. And my wife has sent from there because all the glasses, the solar eclipse glasses, are free in Madras because they're expecting 250,000 people and a 6,000. She's sending to Effingham, where we're headed next after the Indianapolis State Fair.
Now, look at the solar
sending,
on the Happy Together tour.
Yes, she's sending 25 pairs of solar glasses. It's
good.
Not a funny thing, Susie.
Good.
I can give
well,
a hell
here.
We're
in the path of totality here too in Nashville, guys. Like there, we
have two minutes and thirty something seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the only one that's getting 70%. That's all.
Yeah,
we're
in Louisville.
70%.
We're hoping it's going to be good weather. We can't be promised that.
Well,
and
that's
so
why they
that's
why they picked Madras. Hey guys, that's why they picked Madras because it's a high desert, Central Oregon, and we always have sun. There's no clouds in those skies.
Are you inviting all of us to go up there?
Yes, you're all welcome, but you better leave now because it's going to be gridlock.
It's Asgard Farm up there, people.
Yes.
It's totally Asgard Farm. How many people are you guys expecting to infiltrate your town of?
6,000.
And how many people are you expecting to infiltrate?
Over a quarter million people. There aren't enough poopers in the world for all those people to poop.
I was just going
to say. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh,
they're
I
calling
can't wait.
It.
I got,
actually, guys,
I,
the.
I
They're
was just
calling it
say,
the 20. Go ahead, May.
No, I was just going to say, I was just looking at the weather for New York, just because we're talking about weather. And it says it's sunny on Monday.
Oh. Nice.
So it's going to be sunny here. And so that's
sunny where we are,
good.
Man. This Happy Together tour, we're going to have a big old cookout barbecue around.
You know what they're calling the solar eclipse in Madras? They're calling it the 2017 total solar eclipse shit show. Nobody's going to be able to.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, guys, I'm up here on a hill, so I have like I have a fantastic view. You know, it's and I have all my glasses, and I have all people coming over to see it. And it looks like we're going to have sun, but, you know, Tennessee is very unpredictable. So I don't know. I'm just hoping that we get to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking it up right now.
So you guys,
you're looking up Nashville?
Ladies and Polly, this is our last radio show with y'all. What up?
Although the end is near and we have faced the final curtain, we don't
want to
go and if you show my... Okay.
You know what we're saying?
That is... That's really sad and very depressing.
I know.
Because you guys have certainly been a bright light.
Now, the bright light will be dimming and then come bright again some other time.
Yes.
Wow. True.
So
true.
Now
you're
I'm
going
to get to see you guys this week, right? You're going to be at the Ryman in Nashville this week.
Yes, we're at the Ryman. And I got to tell you, back in 1968, the Councils played the Grand Ole Opry with Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Fred Atkins and Minnie Pearl. And we're headed back there. So it's been 49 years since we were there last.
Ooh, 49
years.
So
now you were at the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman. You know, they have a new Grand Ole Opry now over near Opryland Hotel.
Oh.
That's like, have you ever played there? Yeah.
No, we were at the old one.
Yeah.
So, Cynthia, let me ask you something. So the Ryman we're playing in is the old Grand Ole Opry, right?
Is the old one, yes. It's the Ryman.
All right.
They call that the Ryman, yeah.
That is
awesome.
I'm so excited about that show. So excited. I wonder, do they still have the benches?
Yes. You know, it's a very intimate venue, you know, and the sound, of course, there is spectacular. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, did you ever have a chance to play on the same stage as Glenn Campbell?
Tell the story.
I have an amazing story. I can't believe you're asking this, and I'll try and make it brief. But so we love Glenn Campbell, and I have always had a really deep, deep, deep connection to his voice, man, and his music. So all through my life, blah, 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 I love Glenn Campbell. And everybody says, "Joe, God, did you ever meet him or play with him?" And I said, "No, we did not, but I just love him." And then over the last few years with knowing where he was at and stuff, I've just felt really close. I just wanted to kind of be near. And so the last couple of years, I've been just playing Wichita, Lyme, and Galveston. And by the time I get to Phoenix, almost every day at some point in the day, which brings me to now. So Glenn goes, and I've been kind of holding vigil just by myself, at, you know, little thing. What I do, and I'm like, and so he's gone. I knew I was going to be devastated, and I couldn't. It just feels almost over the top to feel like I do. So then, flash forward to the day after Glenn died, and a friend of ours named Kathy McCourt put on Facebook a picture of me and the boys at the Grammys that year, and me being hoisted up by Paul to the mic, and the caption says, "And the Councils. Little Susie, Cowsills steal the show while they hoist Little Susie up to give Glenn Campbell his Best Male Artist of the Year award."
We had forgotten.
Wow.
We forgot.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Do you freaking believe that? I'm sitting there going, oh my freaking God, I was with this man. I gave him his fucking Grammy. No wonder I feel like he's my blood brother. That's a big night for him. And we had so much going on that night, you guys. We laughed because we've been talking about that Grammy night. It was a big deal. It was only a year or so after we got famous. And now, like, but they saw George Martin pulling up in John Lennon's Rolls Royce. May, you were probably in it. And all these magnificent, you know, we met so many stars that night that we completely forgot that we were stars while we were there because we were freaking presenters. It's crazy. Oh, I love Glenn.
We have been with Glenn Campbell on a stage.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell is so freaking wild, okay? What a great memory, though.
I love Glenn Campbell.
I can't talk about it. Me too.
Glenn Campbell is great. Yeah. I was lucky enough a few years ago to see him perform with Jimmy Webb. And Jimmy Webb wrote all those great songs.
We're Webbers, too. We're Webb fans, too, you know.
Yeah, I love seeing him. I just saw his wife just not too long ago. I love Jimmy and all his stuff. I saw him, and it was great because they had invited me to come down to see him and Glenn,
it was great.
It was a cool moment. You know who was there? That the another guy that was there to see him that night was Larry King.
Wow, what a trip! And you know, I forgot what I was going to say because I'm getting it too. Anyway, so we love Glenn, and that's all there is to it. And I make so much sense of my life now of what this tug at my heart has always been there. What
wow.
To be in somebody's energy. I mean, even if he never remembered, we were there at that second together. That's a big energy moment, man. The universe remembers.
That's
And
a lot of other people remember, too.
I don't want to upset you, Susan, because I can hear in your voice that it's catching. But, you know, Glenn Campbell had a lot of demons, but you cannot read anywhere from his fellow musicians where they don't extol what a kind, generous man he was, you know, and talented. I mean, just – and humble, you know. So it really was a loss. He was robbed. His life was taken from him. And
you know, it's all right. There's something else going on. We don't know about it yet. It's all cool.
Yeah.
But you know, some of them sting more than others, you know. But God dang, what a fucking cool thing to go, and then you're just trying to, it's heavy. So anyway, girls, that was that. And yeah, Glenn Campbell, and we're proud. And we'll send you a picture because Polly, as usual, he is hoisting me up. I have this great green velvet dress on with lace and white tights, and all you see is tights.
Yes, the dress is up around your chin.
They have an envelope in front of me, and I'm trying to read it. I'm 8.
Something. Do you remember it now, Susan? Now that you saw the picture, do you remember it?
Absolutely not the way I remember so many other things. I remember Frankie Valli. I remember the hearing about George Martin. And there was we were at the fucking Grammys. We had just gone away from having to take a bath once a week last year. You don't understand. We were the Beverly Freakin' Hillbillies East Coast.
Oh my gosh.
But I knew here's what I took away from that night, what I do remember, is that I adore Glenn Campbell, and he just won this great thing, and we got to give it to him, and he's probably looking right at me going, holy fuck, because he was just a kid. And that's what I remember, obviously, because every time, and since I was a baby, his voice, and Jimmy Webb, he's my guy, too. So the combo, but who knows what was chicken or egg? I don't give a fuck. So it all really was like for me and my ribbon in my head. It was a great little circle that got sewn up, and I went, okie dokie, I get it. Kind of made me feel better. It helped me feel better. So, yeah, that's that. So what else is new, chickies? What do we have, Polly? We have a list here. It says, how about the bass player?
Barry Waller, our bass player. We said it already.
Did we tell you about him hurting his thumb and going to the hospital?
Went to the hospital. Yeah. He's okay. He's back. He's got a little
Band-Aid on. Never mind with that. What do we have? There's been a lot of laundry problems. We have a laundry problem on here now. We're getting very backed up on the Happy Together tour.
But guys,
I have started doing laundry for the gang because it's getting ugly out here, and I can get her done quicker when we have the facility. Go ahead, Paul. What's your thing? Quick.
Last night, I think, Cynthia, you asked about what our favorite venues are last Monday. Well, I'll tell you, we were in Cleveland.
Oh, somebody's a teacher.
We were in Cleveland last night at Jacob's Pavilion at Nautica. And it was awesome. It was a venue. So to answer your question, so far, that's been my favorite. But tonight, it looks like another kind of setup.
I forgot you asked that question, so I didn't do my homework like Polly did.
You didn't get your brownie points, Susan. You didn't get your brownie points. That's all right. Your tight story kind of ruled.
Like,
okay,
be a sucker punch to my brother. He's ready to punch me because I said he would.
What I did last night, I went to one of the last live shows that was being held at Lincoln Center for free, and it was Bonnie Raitt.
This is the last show being held for free ever.
Oh, man. This is like a summer thing that I think it was called, it was sponsored by Americana, and it was she came out and she blew the place down. I mean, forget it. It's just amazing.
She did. Yeah, she can only do.
That is correct.
Oh yeah, the line went around the corner, and I turned around. I was sitting in a reserve section, and everybody I knew was all there. We were all yelling out to one another, so we all got the last. You know, it was just jammed to the rafters.
Oh yeah.
And I could see Paul Schaefer walking around. I could see, you know, it was just a bunch of people. It was great. She was fabulous.
Pretty cool. I met her one time only.
Yeah.
A jazz session, a girlfriend of mine was like, "You want to meet Bonnie Raitt?" And I was like, "I really do, but I'm kind of don't want to be that girl, you know." And she was like, "No, do it. Bring a copy of your CD." So we go and we go in her dressing room, and it's a big one. It's a trailer, and there's a bunch of people. So we wait and wait and wait and sit at the back, which I hate doing. I hate the whole thing. I'm not liking any of it because I feel weird. And so we're sitting there, and then finally everybody's gone and out. Because Jude, this friend of mine, is a singer-songwriter, Jude Johnson, she's a friend of Bonnie's, and Bonnie's covered her tunes. So finally she's like, "No, we have to stick it out. She's really cool. You'll like her." And I'm like, I don't doubt it. I just feel awful. So Jude, we finally go over, we sit down, and Jude goes, "Hey, I want you to meet my friend Susan Council." And I'm like, "Hey," and I shake my hand and probably tilt my head down in shame in some way. And she goes, "Wait a minute." She goes, "Hey, everybody." She goes, "We have rock and roll royalty in the house. We have a council here." I went, "Hi. Oh, yeah." She goes, "Baby, you have a seat." And all of a sudden, I'm baby, and I'm rock and roll. I'm looking around like, "Yeah, that's a like, whatever."
There you go.
It was cool. She
there
was very
go.
Gracious. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't leave my CD. I thought that'd be tacky.
Yeah.
That's my story. Paul, man, we're having so much fun out here, huh, Polly?
Yeah, it's been the trip of a lifetime yet again. And you know
Absolutely.
What? I think the crowds have been bigger this year.
Yeah, bigger and way more revved up, man. These people are
electrified.
They're electrified with joy and love, or either their kids are taking the Molly and they got into some, but they're happy as they can.
There you go. There you go.
These people are happy.
Well, you
together.
Know, you guys, the enthusiasm that you bring for the performance is a lot of what drives the audience. Come on, guys. You got to know that. You know, it's
we are a bit
you
of a
look
rally
like you're
team.
Having
come
fun.
Out, like, look, it's like we're like cheerleaders. We come out and pump everybody up. We overly pump the world up with goodness and then leave.
Yeah.
But that's
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Paulie, we're going to be working together at one point somewhere along the line.
It's going to be
that.
Awesome. When is that again?
We're going to be working together because we're all in the same
paradise now.
Right, because we're on the same agency.
Yes.
Gosh, I feel like a fun artist or some important person because we're all on Paradise. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like at some time in history where we were all on Paradise, it's going to go down like that. I think it's cool.
And,
so Paradise.
And we're all going to be, it's one big happy family because half the people on there are friends already. I already know, so it's great. I can't believe
and
it.
And I think that's a cool idea to be all in this same freaking, I think it's awesome. It's very old school, very retro. It's right back to where we started. We were all
that's
under
exactly.
one, well, two or three umbrellas.
That's
you
right.
know?
But
good
at least
days,
the good old
they
days.
They took your money and smiled as they left.
So May and Cynthia, we want to thank you so much for having us again.
And Bob really loves you guys, too.
Yes, Bob, say hi. Bob's here. Bob, come
yes,
on.
Bob, what about
party.
Bob?
Yeah.
What
Make
about
sure
Bob? How is your voice?
You're doing great. My voice is fine. I'm in excellent state. Thank you.
I didn't even hear you.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, Bob. Because I was really troubled by it. That's really kind of a lie. It did bother me while we were talking, but I'm glad to hear that you are in better voice, back in your voice, and are going to really rock the house Thursday night at the Ryman. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Now, how
we'll
long does this tour, when is it going to end?
New saddles. Back on the horse with new saddles. That's the last thing Bob said. He had to go. A limo just came to get him. Whisk him away. So, yeah, we've had so much fun being on your radio show, huh, Polly?
Yes.
Yeah, and we've loved
you.
Being Susan
and Paul
Lurk
from the Happy
Together
tour.
Hey, 2017.
Have laugh track. We'll travel. You guys have been so super awesome, and our
yes.
our fan base has when we announced you guys were coming back on, you know, and we were revving the show back up, especially because you guys were on tour. We got a lot of feedback, and people really enjoyed it, and it's been our pleasure. It really has. So.
It's been great. Everybody loves it.
That makes us feel really good because we just love life. It's our thing.
And believe me, they write that too when they write to us. We love hearing the councils. We love them, and that's what we keep getting. So it's great.
Oh, that's awesome. We love them all.
Mission accomplished. How about that? I think Mr. Lennon would be proud of us.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I always say,
Mr. Lennon would be very proud. He would have you backing him up on his records, believe me.
You just made a lot of dead brothers' lives right then. And then they're probably laughing because they're probably in a band up there.
Yeah.
They're already in the band. They're like, look at these people thinking they got their finger on the pulse. Holla.
Let me tell you, he was always interested. If he had heard what I'm hearing now, he would have you backing him. Believe me, he would. He would be so happy with that.
Well, thank you for saying
that.
You guys
are the Pulse. You are the Pulse.
We're
going to
sign off.
Together tour.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. We're going to sign off one more time.
So this is
Susan and Paul live from the Happy Together tour saying,
so long.
Down the bend.
Have a good one.
Bye
bye, guys. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh
my God. I missed them already. Oh my God.
I know. I missed them too. What are we gonna do now?
I don't know.
But maybe there's some counterfeit Cowsills out there that you know we could have a Cowsill sound alike contest. Well, you know what, May? I really am excited about going to see them, especially at the Ryman, because you know here in Nashville the Ryman is like a church. You know,
yes,
the musicians, you know,
it's
and it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it and hopefully get back there backstage and say hello to them and, you know, have an evening of happy together, which would be nice.
Yes.
You know, so
it would be nice. And so that would be a great time. Yeah.
How did the photography exhibit go?
Oh, the exhibit in Fall River was absolutely fantastic. I forgot to talk to him about that. It was, you know, they hold a 280 seat capacity. We went over 300.
Wow.
And they were so surprised that we would have a gallery showing there. And people have been writing in saying, oh, can't you come to our city? I would love to go to these cities. Deborah and I would love to. Deborah Feingold, that's the other photographer that invited to join me on this venture. And but really, the galleries have to come and say, we would love to host you. And then we would talk about this. And so anybody out there that wants it will, you know, please let me know. I mean, they can reach us. They can reach me through my website, maypang.com, whatever it may be. And so, but, we would love to do more gallery showings. But it was great. People were just so in shock. They were so appreciative of us being there and being able to see things, seeing the photographs that they, you know, a lot of these places that get it, that are jaded, are the big cities, you know, the New York, LA, San Francisco. But the smaller towns like Fall River and maybe somewhere in Middle America, whatever, they don't get a chance to see this stuff and you know, and to see the works. And she has some fab. Somebody bought one of her Chet Baker's photos. It was great. Beautiful. I forgot about the other one. I'm not sure if it was Prince or somebody else. But it was just lovely. Oh, I know. I think it was Leonard Cohen. I think it was Leonard Cohen. So it's two offbeat pictures. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun for us. We enjoyed it so much. It really is. And we want to thank Narrows Gallery up there in Fall River. We had a great time. And everybody I met, fabulous. Some of them were they're my Facebook friends. And I, you know, they said, well, you're Facebook friends. I said, okay, well, great, because I don't know how many. I've reached my max of 5,000, so I don't know everybody out there.
Hey, but now this is still going to go on for a while, though, right? It'll be
there
until
when? Yes, it'll be there till September 1st. So okay. Anybody who's up in that area, you know, it's about an hour south of Boston. It's it'll be there for till September 1st. And so it'd
be
great.
Go and
have
it coming up this week, right?
Let's see. I have a talk on Wednesday at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar, you know, just outside of Rye Playland. It's on the outside of it, not in the Playland. And it's great. I'm going to be giving a talk, doing some Q&As. It's free. Come and enjoy. You can come and eat. The restaurant, of course, is seafood. They have all the food, but they got great drinks. Come and they're going to have the Sun King, which is a they are a tribute band, a Beatles tribute band. They'll be performing. And just come in and relax and enjoy the talk. And if you want to come, I would suggest you calling so that you can get a place to sit. They just, you know, so call and say, hey, May sent us, you know. And that's,
yep.
And you can,
cause those places
and reserve a seating
that.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be great. So, you know, hey, you know what? You're going to have a good day, too. It's going to be sunny on Monday.
Yeah.
How's that?
It's supposed to be. You know, let's knock on wood because it's Tennessee girl, and it can change on a dime, you know. So
and it did.
I'm hoping
you know
that
why?
It will be.
Because I saw it just before, and it said partly cloudy, and I went, what? And now all of a sudden, in the time that we talked,
yeah.
It just went to sunny. So things
yeah.
are moving along. Where did he say that was near his Paul's hometown? What was it, Marcus?
In Oregon.
In Oregon. Do we know?
In Oregon. I'm not sure. What it began with a W, I thought. Warwick or something like that, Oregon. Well, you know, Nashville is the biggest city that will have totality. It's the biggest city. And they estimate between 500 and a million people, 500,000 and a million people are booking into hotels in Nashville. Now, imagine if you get here and it's like today. Where you can't even see the sun.
I think that would be so horrible. I wouldn't know what
yeah.
to do. I think that's
you know, but I you know I am disappointed by the you know the oh there's going to be 150 to 200 meteors per minute. Okay, per minute, not per hour, per minute. So I'm thinking, all right, well I'm going to have to see something. Nothing.
Well. I know
cheated.
That feeling.
Cheated,
I do
cheated.
Understand that
mm-hmm.
feeling. So, you know, it's crazy. It's nutty. I will say, guess what? Even in Portland, Oregon, okay, it should be, I think, Portland, Oregon, what do we have? On Monday, every place is sunny.
Well,
every
good.
Place is
I
sunny.
Mean, I really hope so because it is, you know, yeah, there's eclipses all the time, but to be in the path
like
of totality, to see a total eclipse is a very rare thing indeed. And
I saw
I
it
think
once.
That, like, our school's closed here. They closed school.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw it once, but that was so many years ago, and it was
mm-hmm.
so weird to be out there. It was like,
mm-hmm.
what just happened, you know? And but to see it again, in New York City, we're only getting 70%. So there's still a grayish. That's how it would look.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. But I'm just thinking of the solar panels. What's going to happen there?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we're winding down. We're almost out of time. So we will
yes.
not be on the air next Monday, but we
not
do
live.
Have a guest coming up from POCO.
Yes.
Excited about
yes.
that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a POCO fan, which I was and am still, we have somebody that's coming up, and should we tell them who it is?
Yes.
We, you know,
it's
okay.
Rusty Young,
we have Rusty
and he
Young.
Is going to be with
yeah.
us. Yes, and we're excited
yeah,
about
gonna
that.
Be with
so,
us. Yeah,
yeah, that'll be next week, and
yeah.
stay tuned. So, I guess, well, I'll talk to you
yeah.
after the show. But everybody out there, if you can enjoy the eclipse, please do
and go
so.
See, right, and go see the Happy Together tour also at
yes,
if you're in Nashville, and
yeah.
you know what. Everybody have a good day.
Yes, please.
Please.
That's May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to May and Cynthia's Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.